John Luther, the powerful character created by the British actor Idris Elba, is coming back to American television. BBC America is presenting 4 new episodes of the popular crime drama Luther starting tonight. Luther is a brilliant but out-of-control police detective who specializes in getting inside the minds of serial killers. The last season ended with a lot of gunfire, the murder of Luther's wife, quickly followed by the murder of the man who killed her. This season begins with John Luther sidelined. He's under investigation by his own police department. In this scene, two characters are discussing Luther and his involvement in the death of his wife's killer.
Tell me about Ian Reid.
It was a friend who betrayed John and hurt him very badly. So I killed him. 2 barrels of his own shotgun. Boom, boom.
And did John, and this is very important, Alice, did John ask you to do this?
Good heavens, no.
To help solve that mystery and explain the conundrum of John Luther, we turn to NPR's Linda Wertheimer.
That woman who sweetly says, "So I killed him," that's Alice. Played by Ruth Wilson, she's a psychopath and a killer. But Alice sets up the powerful conflict of this series, that Luther is bathed in violence, that he's surrounded by evil, perhaps corrupted by the killers he's hunting. Still, in the climactic episode of season 1, it is Luther who's trying to save the life of his wife's murderer.
Stop! Stop! Okay, listen! Ian, stop, Mark. I know how much you want to see him die, but don't do it!
She had a few good rides left in her.
Do it, do it, do it! No! 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 No!
2 barrels of a shotgun, boom, boom. Idris Elba plays Luther as a moral man who's close to the edge.
Luther has this very sort of capability to think how, you know, his, you know, perpetrators are thinking, what they may or may not do next. And I think also with Luther, he lives quite close to the rage himself. You know, the difference between someone with a conscience and someone with not is that, you know, one person will say, you know what? No, I'm not going to go over to that person and smash them in the face. But the other person is quite close to that decision without any remorse and just will do it. And I think Luther is close to that mark all the time.
I must say that I think these programs are very intense. I watched the first season over again to prepare for this conversation, and a couple of times I just had to turn it off and wait for my husband to get home. I needed backup to watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
The idea is it is a very dark show, and we want to push that intensity, but did you really get scared?
Yes. Hmm. I mean, I don't get scared by the don't open that door kind of things. But this one scared me.
Hmm. You're not the only one, by the way. But I couldn't work that out.
Idris Elba's Luther has a little touch of Lucifer in him, a fallen angel who longs to be close to God. He tries to do the right thing. This series is frightening and violent and very, very good. Elba is always center stage, as he was in the role most Americans will remember, the villain he played in The Wire, the drug dealer, Stringer Bell. It did not begin as a starring role, but Elba stole every scene he was in. He says he didn't think of Stringer Bell as being a black drug dealer, but as a complicated man.
I didn't come to America to play black roles. I just came to play roles. And Stringer Bell, being my first character, was a smart drug dealer who, in my opinion, is black, but that's not the point. The point is this is a man that's sort of caught between two worlds. And that complex sort of balance that he's in is what made the drama.
Quiet, cool, and completely ruthless, Stringer Bell tries to put Baltimore's drug traffic on a sound business footing. With death and destruction just a cost of doing business, he conducts meetings with his dealers according to Robert's rules. And in this chilling scene from The Wire, he's clearly setting up a war with his rivals.
Nah, man, we done worrying about territory, man. What corner we got, what project. Game ain't about that no more. It's about product. Yeah. We got the best damn product, so we gonna sell no matter where we are, right? Chair recognized Slim Charles.
That black American accent with overtones of Baltimore took Idris Elba a while to learn. He says he went to the auditions for the part in character and did not tell the directors that he's British, born and raised in London's East End.
The directors and producers are very clear that they didn't want anyone that could be deemed as acting fake. They really wanted those characters in The Wire to be as real as and authentic as they can. So they got actors that had little experience, actors that actually, you know, hadn't done much before. And they got natives, Baltimoreans and such. And so, you know, the casting director, Alexa Fogel, just was very clear that, you know, when you go there, just don't tell them you're English. Not yet. Don't do that. And she took a risk because it was clear that was not what they wanted.
Idris Elba says the role he dreams of playing is Nelson Mandela, the leader of South Africa's revolution, another complicated man. I also asked Elba about the story often repeated that he might one day play James Bond, which would, of course, involve an entirely different, presumably posh, accent.
It's a rumor.
Yeah.
It's a very old rumor. My dad and I were talking about this the other day because he says, yeah, you could do it. Why would you do it? I was like, I would do it, but I just don't want to be called the first black James Bond. Although, do you understand what I'm saying? Because that's not, you know, Sean Connery wasn't the Scottish James Bond and Daniel Craig wasn't the blue-eyed James Bond. So if I played him, I don't want to be called the black James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
So, but listen, you know, if Sony decided to call me and say, hey, we want you to do it, you know, I'd definitely consider it.
You'd get in a cab and go right over and have a talk?
I'd not only get in the cab, but I'll take the taxi driver out of the car, hostage the taxi, jump out while it was moving, jump onto a pedal bike that was just coming, you know, just past the door as I got on it, and then get onto a plane on the wing, land on top of Sony Studios, slide through the air conditioning and land in the office.
Well, I hope that you have that opportunity and don't hurt yourself.
I'm never shaken or stirred.
Idris Elba, the second season of his series Luther starts tonight on BBC America. I wouldn't watch it alone. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.